Luke chapter 2. And in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. It all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his wife, who was large with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished for her to receive deliverance. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in cloth, and laid him in a feeding trough for animals, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds in the same country, staying in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And see, the angel of the Lord came to them, and the glory of the Lord shined around them, and they were very afraid. And the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for see, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be to all people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You'll find the baby wrapped in cloth, lying in a feeding trough for animals." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And after the angels had gone away from them to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, that the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a feeding trough for animals. And when they had seen it, they made known all around what they'd been told about this child. And all of those who heard it wondered at the things that had been told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And when 8 days had gone by for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, who was so named by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses had been accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. And see, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was on him. And it was revealed to him by the Holy Ghost that he wouldn't see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, then he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, 'Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, that you prepared before the face of all people a light to illuminate the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel.' And Joseph and his mother were amazed at the things that were spoken by him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, 'See, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign that shall be spoken against. Yes, a sword shall pierce through your own soul also, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed.' And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, who didn't depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that moment, gave thanks likewise to the Lord, and spoke about him to all of those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus waited behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother didn't know about it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they looked for him among their family and friends. And when they didn't find him, they turned back again to Jerusalem looking for him. And after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the doctors, hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us this way? See, your father and I have been looking for you with sorrow." And he said to them, "How is it that you looked for me? Didn't you know that I must be doing my father's business?" And they didn't understand what he said to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.